Hillsong United has dropped an album of previously unreleased material. We'll play a little bit of it and tell you what happened. Also, Dr. Wayne Grudem is defending his support of President Trump. That's all ahead. This is Relevant Daily.
It's Relevant
Daily. It's Relevant Daily.
Relevant Daily.
Relevant Daily.
It's Relevant Daily.
Hey everyone, I'm Tyler Huckabee. Welcome to Relevant Daily, where I bring you what's happening at the intersection of faith and culture. All of those Friday stories are coming up, but first, I want to tell you about today's episode. It was brought to you by Convoy of Hope. In what feels like the blink of an eye, things got tough, really tough. That's why Convoy of Hope has provided more than 100 million meals to those hit hardest by the pandemic. People who've lost their jobs or are struggling to feed their children. Those who can't afford to get sick. To help, visit convoyofhope.org/relevant. That's convoyofhope.org/relevant. Or use your smart speaker to give today. Any amount is appreciated and will help people who need it most. Your gift to convoyofhope.org/relevant will make a difference for so many. Thank you for supporting Convoy of Hope as they respond to this crisis and others around the world. And if you can't give today, please keep showing kindness to others. We're going to get through this together. All right, here's today's top stories. First up, Hillsong United dropped a surprise EP, surprising even to us. It's called In the Meantime. It features a collection of unreleased tracks apparently intended to tide fans over until something new drops, which apparently is on the way. These songs, according to a statement from Joel Houston, who's the worship pastor at Hillsong, are, quote, some recovered from the archives, others found by the wayside and never having the time or space to be offered for your listening. They're the result of the various United band members being stuck in various countries at different degrees of quarantine. Here is a clip of a song from the EP called Another in the Fire.
There is another in the fire, standing next to me. There is another in the waters, holding back the sea.
So happens, Joel is our special guest on the Friday episode of the Relevant Podcast, the mothership over there. You can head over there to hear him talk about coming back from a really dark spot during quarantine. I spoke with him for the podcast and I appreciated how honest and authentic he was about some of the difficult times he's had in the past few months. He also talked to me how he feels about some of these worship protests springing up around the U.S. You can check that out over at the homepage of relevantmagazine.com, where we have the main podcast posted, and listen to In the Meantime. We got a link to that as well. You can hear that wherever you check out your tunes. Another news, even if you don't know Dr. Wayne Grudem's name, you've probably encountered his influence. Few modern theologians have had more influence on American evangelicalism than Grudem. His systematic theology is considered pretty definitive for a lot of evangelical training. He's written more than 20 books, including one called Christian Ethics and Politics According to the Bible, and was the general editor for the ESV Study Bible. And now, in a new interview with World Magazine, he makes the case for President Donald Trump, who he has expressed support for in the past. He said in an interview with World's editor-in-chief Marvin Alosky, quote, Trump has character flaws, but they do not seem to us to be disqualifying. Character matters, but policy also matters. When asked about Trump's divisive rhetoric, Grudem pushed back, saying, quote, it's bearing false witness against President Trump to say he seeks to divide us. He then referenced, quote, the burning of cars, the blocking of public roads and sidewalks that began on day one of his presidency. These are apparently the true source of divisiveness. Grudem also dismissed the idea that Trump is dishonest. He said President Trump is often not careful in some of the things that he says. He is given to exaggeration. Sometimes he's made a statement after being given inaccurate information. I'm not sure he's ever intentionally affirmed something he knows to be false, which is how I define a lie. Grudem summed it up by saying he's a good president with some flaws. Now, that is worth it. It's a different tune than Grudem was singing in 1998 when he joined his fellow evangelical leaders in signing a statement condemning President Bill Clinton for sexual misconduct, abuse of power, and dishonesty. A historian by the name of John Fee dug up the statement over at his website, and the statement is a little long. I won't read the entire thing, but it says in part, quote, we are aware that certain moral qualities qualities are central to the survival of our political system, among which are truthfulness, integrity, respect for the law, respect for the dignity of others, adherence to the constitutional process, and a willingness to avoid the abuse of power, we reject the premise that violations of these ethical standards should be excused so long as a leader remains loyal to a particular political agenda and the nation is blessed by a strong economy. Elected leaders are accountable to the Constitution and to the people who elected them. By his own admission, President Clinton has departed from ethical standards by abusing his presidential office, by his ill use of women, and by his knowing manipulation of truth for indefensible ends. We are particularly troubled about the debasing of the language of public discourse with the aim of avoiding responsibility for one's actions. The statement goes on to say this: we are concerned about the impact of this crisis on our children and on our students. Some of them feel betrayed by a president in whom they had set their hopes, while others are troubled by his misuse of others, by which many in the administration, the political system, and the media were implicated in patterns of deceit and abuse. Neither our students nor we demand perfection. Many of us believe that extreme dangers sometimes require a political leader to engage in morally problematic actions, but we maintain that in general, there is a reasonable threshold of behavior beneath which our public leaders should not fall, because the moral character of a people is more important than the tenure of a particular politician or the protection of a particular political agenda. Political and religious history indicates that violations and misunderstandings of such moral issues may have grave consequences. The widespread desire to get this behind us does not take seriously enough the nature of transgressions and their social effects. That's a very bold statement. It's a good statement, and it was, in my estimation, worth signing in 1998 when President Clinton was caught abusing his power and being dishonest. Now, Gruden may feel that Trump is worth supporting, despite his flaws, and it's certainly his right to do so, but put side by side with his 1998 thoughts on Clinton, it's hard not to notice a double standard here. It's possible Grudem's mind has changed in the 20 plus years since he signed the Clinton statement. It's possible he feels Clinton's dishonesty and abuses of powers were disqualifying in a way that Trump's are not, but without any explanation at all, the two attitudes can't help but feel a little bit off. And you can read that entire statement and read more about this story over at the homepage at relevantmagazine.com. Actually, you can read more about all these stories and everything else we're covering today over at the homepage at relevantmagazine.com. For the latest, make sure to follow Relevant on social media, Twitter at Relevant, Facebook and Instagram at Relevant Magazine. You can subscribe to our other podcast there as well. I'm here every weekday bringing you the latest at the intersection of faith and culture. Thanks for listening, everyone. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. This is Relevant Daily.